This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 14, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. As the ANN and Aero TV crews departed Lakeland Saturday, we all took different paths to our various homes in cities scattered about the U.S. My itinerary included two legs on Frontier Airlines to get back to Salt Lake. It was the first time I flew on Frontier, and I was very impressed. On time, clean planes, and the gate staff and flight crews were friendly and cheerful. In fact, you'd never guess they were working for an airline that had declared bankruptcy the day before. On Friday, Frontier announced it has filed for Chapter 11, making it the fourth U.S. airline to do so in the last 3 weeks. The Denver-based carrier said the move followed an unexpected attempt by its principal credit card processor to substantially increase a holdback of customer receipts, which threatened to severely impact Frontier's liquidity. The Chapter 11 filing temporarily stays any unilateral change in terms by the credit processor, and Frontier says it will litigate if necessary. Aero News has learned that a Sunday morning accident claimed the life of a Lance Air Legacy pilot departing Lakeland on the last day of the show. 44-year-old Gerald Skolnick of Bluffton, South Carolina, has been identified as the victim, but it's not yet clear whether he was alone in the plane. Tampa Bay's 10 News reports the two-seat experimental crashed about 11:15 a.m. Sunday morning, about three-quarters of a mile southwest of the runway near the 4400 block of Hamilton Road. Witnesses described a large plume of dark smoke, and a small brush fire was reported quickly contained. No one on the ground was injured. There's no word yet on the cause. American Airlines spokesman Charlie Wilson told the Dallas Morning News operations were expected to return to normal by sometime Sunday. At least 3,300 flights were canceled last week for inspections of wiring on MD-80 series airliners, stranding hundreds of thousands of travelers. Customers have complained that the airline has refused to communicate the status of flights and is compensating passengers not with refunds, but with travel vouchers on an airline many swear they'll never fly again. In an interview Friday with Bloomberg, airline consultant Michael Boyd openly accused the FAA and acting administrator Robert Sturgill of playing politics in order to look like they're tough in the face of congressional scrutiny. Americans' pilots aren't giving the airline that benefit of the doubt. The Allied Pilots Association ran a full-page ad in USA Today on Thursday entitled, "Why is American Airlines Failing Its Customers?" APA spokesman Scott Shanklin told the Associated Press, quote, "This management team is driving reliability down to a point where it will drive customers away. These guys are damaging this once great airline," unquote. American Airlines spokesman John Hotard responded, quote, "We're disappointed that any union would choose negative tactics in a direct attempt to harm the company," unquote. There was some better news in the industry on Friday. Management at Delta Airlines announced it has agreed in principle with pilots on a contract that would allow a merger with Northwest Airlines to proceed. The AP cited unnamed sources close to the talks, saying an accord was reached on Thursday that would raise pilot pay and give them a stake in the combined carrier should the merger proceed. That deal would keep the combined airline's headquarters in Atlanta and would retain Delta's name. For both airlines to move forward in the hope Northwest's 5,000 pilots will join that contract later is a roll of the dice. Pressure on both airlines from stockholders to merge remains heavy. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. T-Alert is selling lots of diesels but has run short on cash. Quartz Mountain gets an FAA type certificate for its revised Luscombe 11E. And a Sea Ray pilot survives a tail separation on takeoff from a Florida lake. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses what you can do to remain insurable at affordable rates as you approach age 70. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.